Today on Jesse Duplantis Ministries.
Find you a day at least once a year and come before God and give Him that day. Just don't say thank. I mean, give Him that day. Hello, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Jesse Duplantis. I'm so excited that you tuned into the broadcast today. You know, people that are watching this program, they literally watch it all over the world. There's something in America that happens every November. It's called Thanksgiving holidays. I want to say to all my American friends and partners, Happy Thanksgiving. Now, you that are watching outside the United States, I think you ought to pick a day that you can give thanks to God. Think about all the wonderful things that God has done for you. Think about the graciousness and His mercy and His love that He's ministered to so many people around the world. Think about that. I mean, He's working 24/7. You know, God never gets a day off. You think about that. He never gets a day off. Why? Because He's ever watching over us. But the other day I was reading my Bible. And I tell you what, I came across a scripture, I'll be honest with you, I had never read before. And I thought I had read it because I've read through the Bible, but I didn't pick up on it. And it's Psalms 26, verse 7, where King David begins to say something that's powerful. And I want to say it exactly like he said it. He said that I may publish with the voice of thanksgiving and tell of all thy wondrous works. When it said the voice of thanksgiving, that's the King James Version, it really ministered to me because you see the word thank you is the greatest words I think that's ever been created in any language. When you say thank you, it brings a smile to people's faces. Why? Because you are acknowledging what they've done and you want to say thank you from the bottom of your heart. Now, this week we're celebrating Thanksgiving here in America. I think everyone that's watching overseas or in another nation ought to have some day somewhere to say thank you. I mean, set a day aside if you're in another country and say, Lord, I want to give you thanksgiving for all that you've done for me. Now, you think about that for a minute. Now, you see, in America, that's what happened when this nation started. They sat down, had a great feast. They invited a bunch of people. And before you know it, they were eating dinner, enjoying themselves, and giving thanks to God. Our first president, President George Washington, was amazed at how many people should do these things and be amazed at the power of thanksgiving. Doesn't it make you smile when somebody says thank you? When your children say thank you without telling them to say thank you. Isn't that amazing? Because it's a blessing of the Lord. Now, you may wonder where I'm at here. This is the local outreach of my church called Covenant Church here of Jesse Duplantis Ministries. There's nobody in here other than me and the television crews. I'd like my producer to show you some of the beautiful things that are in this church. Now, you know why I'm saying that? Because every time I walk in when there's no one here, because I'm always preaching to a lot of people, I look and I can hear the walls. I see the stained glass. I see all the wonderful things, and it says, thank you. We constantly say thank you to the Lord Jesus Christ. To all you people that are watching today, this was totally built debt-free. Not one dime of interest was paid on it. And we built it 10 years ago. And it looks like, bless God, that we built it yesterday. And you know, every time I come in here, I say, God, thank you for the pews. Thank you for all the wonderful things that you've given us here, that we've been able to place a house of worship in the New Orleans area that we're proud of, and Lord, that I know you're proud of. And it's so amazing. So I wanted to do this show today because you see, it's Thanksgiving week. It's Thanksgiving day. It's such a blessing of the Lord to flow in His anointing. So when I come in here, when I touch things, I say, Lord, I just thank you for those things. Not because it's a thing, because think about it, ladies and gentlemen, without ever financing this thing, I've saved over $20 million if I'd have did a 25-year mortgage on this thing. By not mortgaging it at all, we saved a little over $20 million in a 25-year period. Think about that. I got to say thank you to God because He's been so good and gracious. So you need today to say thank you. When you eat your food, you need to pray over it. Why? Because He provided it for you so you would have sustenance, that you would have substance in your body. Now, I'm going to walk up here on this platform. I love this platform because I designed it, and it's just such a blessing of the Lord to see what the Lord has done in our lives. Now, you see, I love telling people thank you. People tell me all the time, Brother Jesse, you're always saying God is gracious. You know why? Everything He's ever done for me has been a wondrous work. Do you feel that way? Are you saying thank you every day? Lord, I get up every morning and I mean this sincerely. I say, God, I thank you that today I have another opportunity to minister greatly to you. Because the only Jesus, you've heard me say it so many times, the only Jesus some people may ever see is the Jesus in you or the Jesus in me. Now, why I call it the voice of thanksgiving? Because it has a soothing manner. When you say something like thank you, that has a soothing manner to it. And you know, people tell me all the time when I go in a restaurant. Sometimes a young waitress will come up. Might be a young man, maybe a young girl or whatever. And, you know, they say, would you like something to drink? I say, I'll have some iced tea or whatever. And they bring it. I say, thank you. They kind of look at me. I say, thank you. Or I say, yes, sir, or no, ma'am. Even though I'm much older than they are. Because, see, Mama taught me to say thank you. She's in heaven today. But I want to tell you something. God taught me to say thank you because it's a soothing manner. And let me tell you something. Everyone loves when you say thank you because when you hear the word thank you or the words thank you, there's a gratitude there. It blesses people. It ministers greatly to them. So this week we are celebrating Thanksgiving holidays here in America. Let me say it again. I thank each and every one of you. If you're watching this in Hong Kong, Singapore, if you're watching this in Australia or the United Kingdom or Russia, praise the Lord, or wherever you may be, or China, because we're literally preaching all over the world, or the Middle East, find you a day at least once a year and come before God and give Him that day. Just don't say thank. I mean, give Him that day. When you give Him that day, guess what happens? My Lord, God says, you mean they're giving me a day? Yeah. And that day is to say, Lord, I just thank you from the bottom of my heart for all that you've done for me. See, you got to understand something. People say, why do you say thank you so much? People can never hear what you think. They only hear what you say. Now, you think about that for a minute. Most people think you can hear what somebody's thinking. No, you only hear what people say. And that's the power. That's what David was saying. Oh, the voice of thanksgiving. I want to publish your wonderful works. Wonderful works. Think about that, ladies and gentlemen. You know, I enjoy America because I enjoy living in this country. I'm not saying everything's right with this country. I don't know one country that everything's right. But I know where a place is that everything is right, and it's called heaven. It's knowing Jesus Christ as the Lord of our lives. Now, when you understand what God does in these things, I've had people say, you know, Brother Jesse, I've been knowing you for 30 years. I never saw you sick. Well, you know why you never saw me sick? Let me tell you why. It's because of the anointing of Christ in me and because I say thank you every day for the health that you've given me. Now, some people get mad about that. They say, well, supposing you got sick, what would you say? I'd say, Lord Jesus Christ, by your stripes, I am healed. I don't let my feelings tell me how to feel. You've heard me say it before. I never let my feelings tell me how to believe. I made up my mind that God's word's forever settled in my life, and it should be settled in your life. And if you learn to use those two little words, thank you. When I tell Kathy, thank you, the other day, I mean, my Lord, she blessed me. I brought her a little glass of water. She said, my Lord, I mean, because, you know, she thinks I should do more of that. But anyway, she just said, thank you. It really blessed me that my wife would say, thank you. And she didn't have to, but she did. And it brought a soothingness to it. Because you see, when you pepper your language with salt, let me tell you something about salt. Salt doesn't stop corruption. Or in other words, it doesn't heal corruption, but it stops it from spreading. I've said that so many times. Let me say it again. Salt, the actual salt stuff, does not, heal corruption, but it stops it from spreading. So when you say thank you, I call that the salt that makes God's word flavorful. Oh, Lord Jesus, I'm starting to preach again. I can't help myself. It's saying thank you every day of our lives. That's what God is talking about. You know, so when I walk in this empty building and I look at all this beautiful stage, and I hope y'all can get a shot of this, guys, I walk around and I say, Lord, I just can't thank you enough that I have a place of worship, that I can stand before this stained glass with a cross and say, Lord, I thank you that you allowed me to build this, that you allowed me to build it for your glory. I'm not looking for any kind of glory to myself, but that I might be able to come in and say, Jesus, you've been wonderful to me. And I say that constantly all the time. Why? Because God's word is just as real today as when I first got saved. I've had some people say, don't look like you ever get depressed. What for? It don't feel good. Right? It sure is not going to make for a good day by no means. So when you understand God's word, now look at all these pews. Now, right now, they're all empty because I'm in this building here. But you know what? They fill up. People come in. You know what they're looking for? They're looking for food, spiritual food, to get them through the week, to strengthen their spirit life. And I tell you what, if you come to our church in any way, shape, or form visiting, you'll find people with their hands lifted up as an act of praise saying, thank you, Lord, for healing me. Thank you for saving me. Thank you for helping me financially. Thank you for all that you do. And I mean that sincerely. We say that constantly. And let me tell you something. So many people say, but Jesse, how do I get more faith? Can I help you? If you say thank you on the faith you have enough to take care of anything else. You don't need any more faith. Just use what's already enough. God said faith the size of a mustard seed. You would say unto this mountain, stop for a minute. He didn't say how big the mountain would be. It don't matter how big the mountain is. He said, if you would say unto this mountain, be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea. And not doubt in your heart, but believe those things which you say shall come to pass. The Bible said you'd have whatsoever you saith. Now, that's what Jesus said. So when I say that, then I say, thank you, Lord, that this mountain is removed in my life. I thank you, Lord, that if it's a mountain of financial pressure, that it is in the sea. Or if it's a domestic pressure, it is in the sea. I refuse to acknowledge it anymore because I said, be thou removed from my eyes. And I pay no more attention to the devil or anything else he does. Now, that's how I keep this smile on my face. You know, I'm known for this smile. But you know why I smile all the time? Because I say thank you constantly. Let me go back to what I first said. The words thank you, I think, are the most powerful words in the English language. Because I want to tell you something. It brings joy to people's lives. It ministers people. The other day I was walking in here by myself. There was no one here, no television crews, nobody. I just came over and I walked around the building. And this is only one building at Jesse the Planet's Ministry. We got buildings everywhere else around here. But I just said, oh, Lord, Lord, let it be a beacon of the God of more than enough. The God that says, if you will ask me, I will answer. And I want to tell you something. All I ask the Lord to do, and I'm not the pastor of my own church. I'm the founder of it. Think about that. No. I made up my mind that, you know, I am not the only preacher in town and I shouldn't be doing everything around here. That means that God has called people around me so they can produce in their ministry. Now, they think ministry full-time is what I do. No, full-time ministry is living for Jesus on a daily basis instead of just a Sunday basis. I don't go to church because of what I call a weekly obligation. I used to do that before I was born again. You know, I don't know about you, but my mama drugged me to church. You know, it was like an obligation thing to me. But when I begin to realize that I had the opportunity to set a day aside once a week or maybe a midweek service and say, God, thank you for helping me during this week. Thank you for ministering to me. Thank you for blessing me. Thank you for ministering greatly to me. I don't know how else to say it, Lord, but other than to say thank you. Now, you know, when Thanksgiving Day, we sit down and we eat dinner, all our family, my friends, my nephews, my nieces, my great nieces, we're all together. We enjoy the presence of the Lord. We enjoy dinner. We enjoy each other. But you know what we do? Even in a restaurant, we go to restaurants sometimes at a real nice hotel and maybe have Thanksgiving dinner. And you know what? We don't care if there's a lot of people around us. We bow our heads and we thank God for the food. We pray for the people that are serving the food. We don't know them, don't need to know them. They don't have to do that. They're doing that because they have to work. So the least you can do is say thank you to them. And thank you for the food. Now, I don't care if everybody in the place looks at me. And I've seen a lot of people go, they're praying over there. Well, you know why? We're thankful that we can pray. We're thankful that God hears our prayers. We thank you. We thank the Lord every day of our lives. We thank God for our partners. We thank God for our friends. We thank God for visitors that come upon this ground. My Lord Jesus, in every area, we say thank you. Now, you know, we don't just wait till November to do it. Let me say that again. We don't just wait to November and on Thanksgiving holidays here in America to do it. We do it every day. And I mean that sincerely. So pick you a day. I just feel real strong to say those that are watching all over the world. You know, you may not have a Thanksgiving day like we have in the United States of America, but you can pick a day. A special day, even though you say every day, thank you. Pick a special day. Have a meal with your family or friends and bring them and say, you know what? Bring them over. You know what? Today, we're going to give God glory. We're going to give God praise. We are going to bless Him. Because you see, when you use the word thank you, that determines a man. That determines who you are. Because you see, there's gratitude inside of you. Oh, I'm enjoying this myself. I hope you're enjoying this. I wanted to speak directly to you. You know, I'm always in front of crowds, but it's so kind of nice to not hear somebody shout and holler. I'm just looking and I'm thinking, my Lord, I'm speaking directly where you are. You may be in your living room. I don't know where you are, but I know one thing. You're hearing the sound of my voice or you're watching this vision on television. And what's happening is something's bubbling up inside. You know what it is? It's saying thank you. Think about that. You have a vehicle to drive. You have a beautiful child. The other day we had the honor, and I call it an honor because I'm gone all the time traveling. Had the honor of having my granddaughter come over and sleep at my house. I tell you, my granddaughter came over and sleep. It was a wonderful day. She ran all over the house. She picked up everything. I'm running behind and all that kind of stuff. But when she went to bed, I saw a piece on her. I mean, I rocked her just a little bit. She's about 2 and a half, going on 3 years old. And man, she passed out. She just slept, and she slept long. And I'd go in there and peek and see how she's doing. And she was just laying back like this with her hands behind her head, just relaxed. And I said, God, thank you. Thank you that you gave me this child. You gave me a grandchild. And then when my daughter comes over or my son-in-law comes over, I said, Lord, I thank you for my family. I thank you. And I tell you what, most of my family are working with us in the ministry. I mean, and we consider you people and even our employees extended family. Why? Because we say thank you every day for you. You don't have to watch this program. You don't need to come to one of my meetings. You come because you want to. We will never take that for granted. You know why? Let me tell you why. Because you see, you didn't have to. And when you don't have to, and you do it anyway, the least we can say is thank you. But you couldn't hear me or hear me think thank you. You had to hear me say thank you. Think about that for a minute. So it's the Thanksgiving holidays. We start our season off, and then Christmas is coming up. Oh, it's a wonderful time around the throne of God. And you know, it's really amazing. I really noticed that all my nieces and my nephews and great nieces and nephews, they're growing up. Every year, they're a little bit bigger. Every year, you know, it's amazing to see the growth and the things that they have in life. So today, will you say thank you? Today, will you reach out and let people minister to you? And how do you say? By saying thank you. In other words, you've done something for somebody. So when they say thank you, you say, you honored me by doing that. Now, you turn around and minister to them. You be a blessing. You know, sometimes here in New Orleans, Louisiana, we give out Thanksgiving baskets. Now, you know, I know a lot of churches do those things. But you know that you'd be surprised how many people don't have the funds financially to eat a Thanksgiving meal. They can't. So you know what? People say, I can't do very much. Well, you know what you can do? You can be a blessing to somebody and maybe just go get them something to eat or give them some money to eat. Oh, my Lord, if you really want to be sweet about it, cook something and bring it over to them. Oh, Lord Jesus. Think about that. Yet we do that here at Covenant Church. I know a lot of churches do the exact same thing. But you know what? It's such a wonderful thing to hear people say, you mean we get to eat this? Not long ago, in fact, last year in New Orleans, they had people set up outside. I think it's right around the Riverwalk, and they were feeding people. These are homeless people. They weren't going to get nothing that day other than a scrap, but they had a full-blown meal. One thing I can say about the state of Louisiana and New Orleans, Louisiana, we are a giving people. We really are. We Cajun to the core. I know that. And we eat stuff we probably shouldn't eat. But you know what? We say thank you for it, and we share what we have. So today, go share something that you have, especially Jesus Christ. That's what he's all about, ladies and gentlemen. You know, our slogan here at our ministry is reaching people, changing lives, one soul at a time. I don't know if y'all can see this, if you can do a wide shot of this platform. But look, it says reaching people. And we said, we have fallen in love with the world. Go ye into all the world and change lives. There's a thing here that we do. We go from reaching people, we fall in love with the world, not the things of the world, and then we change the world by changing their lives. Isn't that good? Think about that. That's the power of who Jesus Christ is. So I want to say to all the wonderful people in America, have a great Thanksgiving holiday. Hallelujah. And give God thanks. And then when it's over, still give him thanks. And you that are watching outside the United States, all over the world. Let me say it again. I cannot say this enough. Pick you a special day. Now, every day should be a Thanksgiving day, but a special day. Even if your country doesn't celebrate that, but you and your family can, put it on your calendar. Make it come around every year. And on that day, you say, you know what? We're going to have a meal. We're going to sit down as a family. You say, well, I don't have family. Well, get some friends. I don't have any friends. Then go on the streets and get somebody and bring them. Oh, Lord, shock them or take them to dinner. It don't have to be some big, rich thing in any way, shape, or form. No, all it has to be is gratitude. Say, you know what? Today, we want to be a blessing to you. Today, we want to reach out to you. Today, we want to tell you about Jesus. Today, we want Jesus to bless you and minister to you. There are a lot of shut-ins today. I know that. There are a lot of people in hospitals. There are a lot of sad things going on in the world. And I wish there wasn't. I wish there wasn't sad things in the world. I really do. But I do know this, that Satan comes to kill, steal, and destroy. And sad to say, he's hurt a lot of people. But Jesus came to give life, and that more abundantly, to the full, the Bible says, till it overflows. You know, people have told me all my life, all my preaching life, but Jesse, you got such joy. You know what it is? It overflows. That doesn't mean the devil doesn't attack me. That doesn't mean that I don't have problems in life. Now, I don't thank God for problems. I thank God for answers. So I say what the Word says. And when you say what the Word says, it is so wonderful to say what the Word says because the Word produces. Can I pray for you right now? I just felt led of the Lord, praise God, just me and you. And together we're going to give God thanks. And I want to pray. Maybe you're in a hospital and you've got a bad diagnosis. They say, oh, your body's filled with cancer, or you have diabetes, or all kinds of terrible things. You hadn't had any good news in a long, long time. Well, here's the good news. Jesus came to heal. Jesus came to save and to touch people. So today, let's pray together. Father, in Jesus' name, I come boldly to the throne of grace with these petitions and supplications with thanksgiving. Lord, you said with thanksgiving. We say thank you for healing people's bodies. Lord, you said everything name has to bow at the name of Jesus. Cancer's got a name, Lord. Diabetes, high blood pressure, crippling arthritis, infectious disorder. Lord Jesus, I ask you all financial pressure or, you know, just all kinds of depression. I bind those things in the name of Jesus. Father, I ask you to wash them away. Then completely, Lord, heal people through this simple prayer. And I'm going to say you're doing it right now because I'm going to say thank you. I'm going to call those things that be not as though they were because they will be. Today, Lord, people need help. And this is a great time to help them. I know you want to help them every day, but a lot of times, Lord, they don't give you an opportunity to help them. But Lord, they're reaching out right now. You said if two of us agree, with their one, I'm two. Lord, you're three. We have more than enough to get their answer. In Jesus' name we pray, amen and amen. Now, I want to tell you something. That prayer, some of you say, oh, that's just words. No, that's more than words. That's a messenger. That's going to the throne. And brother, and I tagged it with thank you. And brother, when you say thank you, God says, send it back down spiritually, physically, financially, every area of their life. You get ready for a miracle today. You know, my great friend who's now in heaven, Brother Oral Roberts, said something good is going to happen to you. I love that statement. And I sure miss Dr. Roberts. I used to call him Chancellor Roberts. But I want to tell you something. Something good can happen every day. You can give a smile away. You can receive a smile. If you go by a little baby, just kind of smile at him. I love babies because they're pure and they're innocent. And if they see that wonderfulness of who you are, because you really are, that baby will smile. That baby will reach out and say, that's someone nice. That's a nice gesture. Do a nice gesture today. And remember this, always say thank you in every area of your life, spiritually, physically, financially. Don't take for granted just because God is blessing you that, you know, you just get used to it. No, no. Every day, it's a precious day. Can I say something? I want to say this right now. When God blesses you and gives you something, there's a sacredness to it. Think about that, a sacredness. Whoo, Lord Jesus. In other words, it don't have to be big. It can be. It doesn't have to. But you know what? Listen to this. There's such a sacredness to it that when you say thank you, it ministers greatly to people. So say thank you to God. Say thank you to people. And even say thank you to your family. And say thank you to yourself. Now, that might sound a bit strange, but when you say, Lord, today I am going to honor you. I'm going to bless you. I'm going to minister greatly to you because this is your day. And I want to tell you something. Do it. I really feel strong, you that are watching outside the United States. Pick you a day. Every year, use that same day, and you'll be blessed by it. Now, I want you to stay right there. My announcer's coming to tell you some things, show you some exciting things that are coming up here at Jesse the Planet's Ministries. I'll be back in just a minute to speak another word. So I want you to watch this. Our partner offer this month is going to liberate your life. It's titled, What Does Dead to Sin Mean? Do you realize that in Christ you aren't bound to sin anymore? It's about being alive unto God and dead to the chains of sin. This message is going to set you free. How do I get it? Just go to jdm.org to get your copy, and you will be blessed, and you'll know the truth. Do you know that every born-again believer has a God-given right to receive overwhelming blessings from God? In my book, Overwhelmed, you'll be challenged to say no to limited thinking by understanding all that belongs to you.
It's your birthright to experience overwhelming favor in every area of your life. Order your physical copy or digital download for your donation of $5 or more at jdm.org.
It's time to be overwhelmed in a good way by God's power. Get your copy and be blessed. Happy Thanksgiving, ladies and gentlemen. Like I said, the words thank you are the greatest words in any language. Listen, no matter where you live, set aside a day to express your thankfulness to God. It will bless the Lord and bring you great joy. I mean, we celebrate Thanksgiving in America. Get you a day, have a meal, invite friends over and your family, and thank God for what He's done for mankind. It will be a blessing to you. Hey, my product order for you is my book, Overwhelmed. People love this book. I want you to be overwhelmed with goodness, and God wants it too. His heart is not only to provide your needs, but to go over and above all that you can ask or think. That's what He wants to do. Now, that's overwhelming. Get your copy at jdm.org. You will be blessed. You know, a lot of people think of the word overwhelmed like something bad. We was overwhelmed. No, I like it overwhelmed with the blessing of God, spiritually, physically, financially, every area. Oh, it's such a blessing. Partners, thank you today for all that you do for this ministry. 49 years of preaching this glorious gospel. I want to say thank you. We've never had a financial deficit. And I mean, I want to thank God publicly for all He's done for us and what He's going to do. It's just such a blessing of the Lord. Can I pray for you today? Father, bless the people and minister to those that are watching today. They have a great Thanksgiving week, a great Thanksgiving day, a great Thanksgiving year all over the world. Father, I decree it, I declare it, I call it done. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. I want you to have a great, happy Thanksgiving. I tell you what, it's such a blessing of the Lord. Thank you, Father, for all you've done, doing, and going to do. Until next week, Jesse the Planet saying we love you. We really do. You're never a day without prayer. God bless you. Happy Thanksgiving. Bye-bye. There is power in prayer. Jesus says, whatever you ask for in prayer, believe that you have received it, and it will be yours. Need a prayer partner? Let's agree together in faith. Christ in us is the dwelling place of God. The place of revelation, revealed knowledge, know what to do, when to do it, where to do it, and how to do it. Revelation, my God, revealed to us on a daily basis. Watch this, you don't have to go to the throne to get it. God inside of you is right there.
Thank you for watching today. For more information about Jesse Duplantis Ministries, go to jdm.org.